I'm Ray Hageman. A reminder to keep an eye out for wildlife crossing highways. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Stay tuned. An evening drive down a Wyoming highway this time of year can be compelling with those Wyoming sunsets, but it can also inject a bit of drama to your drive if you're not paying attention. Many Wyoming motorists likely have a story to relate about the time they had or almost had a collision with a big game animal on a highway. It's estimated that around 6,000 wildlife collisions occur each year on Wyoming roadways, with the bulk of those crashes involving mule deer, with the risk of a crash going up in the fall and spring months as deer migrate to their winter and summer ranges. Road modifications like underpasses and overpasses are certainly helping wildlife and dropping collision rates substantially across the state. But drivers are still the most important part of this, and they're encouraged to slow down in areas where wildlife are known to be. Drivers often don't see deer until right before a collision, so a lot of crashes can be avoided by reducing speeds, even going slower than the posted speed limit. Be aware of the other drivers, too. Leave enough distance between you and the vehicle in front of you so that you have time to react if an animal runs in front of them. If you should collide with deer or other large wildlife on the road or see injured wildlife, call the Wyoming Highway Patrol Dispatch at 800-442-9090. Many deer may look to be okay, but later die off the road due to broken bones. If the crash does kill a deer, call authorities for help. Do not try to move a dead or struggling animal from the roadway. That can be extremely dangerous. A good deal of this is just using common sense. Be aware as possible while driving. Use high beams to see more of the road, scan the road and rights of way frequently. In recent years, highway underpasses are proving to be an effective means of directing wildlife in high collision areas under highways. But most highways still rely heavily on wildlife crossing signs posted in areas where wildlife have a history of crossing. Don't ignore them, especially at the dawn and dusk hours. And again, take it slow. The Wyoming Game and Fish website has a handy online tool depicting high collision sections of roads across the state. That map can be viewed on the Game and Fish website and is updated regularly. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.